The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com. Call Midas today to protect your future at 1-800-686-2237.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC. D-A-L-I. So anti-addiction activists, not anti-abortion, anti-addiction activists are calling for the Food and Drug Administration's top official, Dr. Margaret Hamburg, to step down. Because these anti-addiction activists are saying that the FDA's policies have contributed to a national epidemic of prescription painkiller abuse. More than a dozen groups have asked the Obama administration's top health official to replace the FDA commissioner, Dr. Margaret Hamburg, who has led the agency since 2009. Obviously, the FDA has been under a lot of fire from public health advocates, politicians, law enforcement officials since last October when it approved the new painkiller, a long-acting opiate, Zohydro, against the recommendation of medical advisors. All right, so they say we are especially frustrated by the FDA's continued approval of new dangerous high-dose opioid analgesics that are fueling high rates of addiction and overdose deaths. This was a letter addressed to Health and Human Services Secretary Sylvia Burrell, who oversees the FDA and other agencies. Other groups signing the letter include Physicians for Responsible Opioid Prescribing, which is a 900-member advocacy group that petitioned the FDA to drastically restrict opioid use. The FDA had rejected that petition last year. Okay, now what is the other side saying? Well, the other side is saying that we have more and more people that have pain. Chronic pain is becoming more of an epidemic than we think. Right now, Hamburg notes that 100 million Americans are reportedly suffering from chronic pain. Now, deaths from OxyContin, Vicodin, etc. have tripled over the last 20 years to an estimated 17,000 by 2011. Now, this is that's, I guess, the most recent year for which the CDC has figures. I'm kind of shocked that the CDC doesn't have more, you know, recent figures. I mean, if we're paying the government as much as we're paying on the taxes, don't you think they should be a little bit better than a couple years behind on a report? Who knows? But and then the CDC has told us doctors to limit our use of these medications to the most serious cases of pain, cancer patients, end-of-life care, etc. But the vast majority of prescriptions are written for a variety of things like arthritis, back pain, etc. Okay, so these doctors that want the FDA commissioner to be out, to step down, you know, there's a new painkiller called Taranique. Apparently, it combines oxycodone with naloxone. Naloxone is supposed to stop the euphoric effects of oxycodone if it's snorted or injected, but people can still chew the painkiller and swallow the painkiller. They could still get that painkiller buzz. Why do you get a buzz? The mu receptors, right? The opioids kind of cover up those. You seem to interpret your pain differently. Sometimes you kind of feel a little high with these, and they're extremely addictive. Okay, now, where do I stand on this? Here's the problem, okay? It's not as cut and dry. All right, first of all, patients have to take some responsibility. Second, the doctors have to take some responsibility. Third, the companies, the pharmaceutical companies, have to take some responsibility. And then fourth, the government does. So firing one person because they approved a new drug on the market is more political than anything. It's more of, you know, making a statement. It's not going to fix the problem. being a doctor that doesn't write a lot of narcotics, I have a very strict protocol for people getting any sort of pain pills. And I feel bad about it because I know a lot of people are in pain. But then I get them to a pain specialist because I just don't manage chronic pain. I was never trained to. So I'm not going to do it. I'm going to make sure they have enough of something to get them through acutely. And I make sure they get in with somebody that's well-trained. It's not passing the buck. It's doing what I'm supposed to do. Okay? I'm not going to take care of somebody that I don't know how to take care of. I'm not going to withhold medicine, and I'm not going to over-prescribe. So I make sure they get sent to a person who's properly trained, and it can offer a lot of other options, injections, therapy, etc. All right? So I usually only write 30 pills. I don't ever write OxyContin. I have to have proof that, you know, they have some sort of a condition. They have to see me. I'm not going to call it in over the phone. So, you know, I'm one of the more strict doctors, okay? However, I also can't just blame the government on this one, okay? If you're going to have the FDA chief step down, I would probably cite, you know, other issues than okaying another painkiller to come on the market, okay? The big problem we have with painkillers right now is people get just too used to them, and then they start taking too many. Maybe we do need to study narcotics and pain better, and maybe we do need to fine-tune some of these medications such that maybe one a day will do it, as opposed to people popping 8 to 10 Lortab or Vicodin a day. So I don't want to stop medical research. I don't want the FDA to go, oh, wait a second, I'm going to get fired because a bunch of doctors groups are going to want me canned because I'm approving a new pain medication. I don't want people afraid and then the FDA says no to all sorts of medications. No way. That's going to hurt you guys in the long run. Okay? We don't want that. If the government decides to restrict Vicodin and Lortab and you have some severe pain, you want to make sure you're able to get something. For any of you that have ever been in severe pain, you know what I'm talking about. Now, are we overprescribing? Do doctors overprescribe? Absolutely. Are people overtaking them? Absolutely. Are people undereducated on the subject? Yeah, we don't educate them enough. Has the FDA let so many forms go unwatched? Absolutely. But the FDA could add restrictions. Look at Accutane. Accutane is a medication used for acne. And you can't get that without being in a registry and showing you're on birth control. So I'm for, let's make sure we have medications that are better and improved and less dangerous, but some restrictions in place. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
Summertime is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know summer is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for summer specials, including all sizes of colloidal silver, colloidal minerals, and intestinal freedom on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, and Metabolic Complex and Pro-Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite intestinal freedom and Wormwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for summer at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and look for summer specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy.
Does advertising on the Genesis Communications Radio Network actually bring positive results? Let's ask
Thomas Baldrick from Free Strike Guy.
And do the GCN listeners let you know they heard your ad?
Customers do let us know they've heard Free Strike Guy ads on GCN. They seem to be very loyal listeners to GCN, and they stay with those shows, and subsequently they stay with our business, too.
Looking for positive results? Contact Lee Wickenhauser at 877-996-4327, extension 107.
No, no, no. I refuse to age. How would you like to refuse or even reverse the signs of aging? You can with a breakthrough skincare line that utilizes growth factors and plant stem cells to visibly turn back the clock. It's clinically proven and the results are stunning. Call 1-844-500-0815. 1-844-500-0815. Or visit irefusetoage.com.
The Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Tom, who was working the dials, and a big thanks to you all for tuning in so diligently. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, I just have to mention this really, really quickly because, you know, I love talking about psychology and I love talking about public image and, you know, it's kind of fun to, talk about stories like this, even though some of you are taking this very, very seriously and some of you don't really care. President Obama was caught in a picture, as many presidents are, coming off, I guess, the helicopter, and saluting the Marines, and he had, I guess, his latte or something, okay, his coffee in his hand, and it really looked halfway. And it looked like it was kind of windy, so it looks like he's trying to either button his coat or hold his coat. And while doing the salute, because he was buttoning his coat, he didn't switch hands to do the salute while holding a cup of coffee. All right? People are showing pictures of President Bush Jr., you know, moving his dog over to try to give a salute while holding his dog. I think Ronald Reagan. I mean, everybody kind of has a little bit of a kind of a failed salute, okay? However, all right, you know, I do have to say, just because I do like to weigh in on these things, okay? I'm a huge fan of our military. And I think any president should show that they are trying to give the most respectful salute, even though they don't have to because they're not military. I think it's respectful, and I think it's nice that the presidents do it. But as far as I'm concerned, and I understand presidents have stuff in their hands. I'm kind of unsure why, because our, you know, our tax dollars are going to them having as many staff people, you know, running around them as much as possible. I would just like to see the respect, okay, that a president gives our Marines or any of our military. Okay, if they're going to do a salute, do it right. Now, I understand Bush was holding the dog. He could have probably handed the dog to something, to somebody else. And I think you see him trying to kind of, you know, do the salute right. You know, yeah, that wasn't the best move, okay? You know, but at least, you know, he's trying. You know, when you see Obama holding the cup of, in his hand, and you could see him still trying to do the salute, but, you know, I would just think that any president, and this goes for all of them, if you know you're going to be greeted by military, you just be a little prepared for that, okay? They're the military, they're there for you. To me, it did bother me. It did bother me looking at that. You know, I thought the dog juggling by Bush probably wasn't the smoothest thing either. I got to give Bush credit because he looked like he did try to switch hands immediately so he could at least give the salute proper. But still, I mean, you know, can somebody hold the dog maybe or just, you know, I don't know. But for those of you that really do think it's a big deal, I understand why. This is the military. And a picture like that that's circulating, it kind of gives the kids the wrong impression. All right? Our military deserves the same respect as the president. The same respect, not less. So if the military is not allowed to hold coffee cups or animals or whatever during the salutes, etc., okay, then, you know, the president shouldn't either. Especially any of our presidents that haven't served in the military. Okay, to me, I think the military is a branch of our it's a branch of our government that, and it's a branch of ourselves and our citizens that deserve the utmost respect. So put the latte down, okay, or go and turn around and say, you know what, I got the right hand now. Now I want to give you the salute you deserve. And I think that would have been fine. Not, all right, I got the coffee cup in my hand, I'm saluting, there I go. You know, I mean, it just, I don't know. That's just me. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Gotta admit, I mean, the generation is changing. You know, the generation is, you know, the way people talk to adults, the way, you know, I yell at my kids all the time. I'm like, look, guys, you know, your mom told you something, your dad told you something. Are you going to answer correctly? Are you going to say yes, sir? Are you? It's a completely different, I don't know. It's different. I mean, you know, even me talking about the president in this way is a sign of the times, okay? We're not really supposed to be criticizing the president. We're not supposed to be criticizing our elders, our FDA chiefs. We're supposed to be showing some sort of respect, all right? But we're of a time now, and thank God for freedom of speech, but we're of a time now where it's okay to voice your opinion and be critical. It is, though, not okay to be disrespectful. It isn't. And so my suggestion would be, you know, to teach your kids and teach this new generation that, no, there are certain things that should never change, no matter how much we believe we're progressing in this world. And we should progress. We should progress on a variety of issues. All right? And we've talked about those issues. But when it comes to showing respect to people in leadership that serve our country, All right? That should never change, no matter what century we're in. Now, what is changing is getting married. We're seeing 25% of millennials planning to never, ever, ever get married. A new report from Pew Research predicts that more folks under 35 will be single forever. So these are people under 35. This is a new Pew Research report. One is because many don't have jobs. The other is marriage is just becoming less highly regarded. According to Time magazine, most people think it's important for couples who intend to stay together to be married, but the number of single Americans who want to get married has dropped significantly in the last 4 years. I've seen that also. I would probably say 95% of my patients who I diagnose with pregnancy are not married and don't plan to be. They are very, very happy being in the relationship they're in that is not bonded by a marriage. The report based on the census data and Pew surveys is the latest in a series of indicators that marriage's stock is on a sharp downward trajectory. According to Time magazine, they say fewer young people are getting married and many are getting married later. 20% of Americans older than 25 have always been single in 2012, which is up about 9% from 1960. They say in the black community, the numbers are even starker, where 36% of black Americans older than 25 have never been married, a fourfold increase from 50 years ago. However, they say the percentage of 64-year-olds who have never been married have kind of stayed the same. Not much change there. All right, so what is it now? All right, well, the three main reasons they say why people won't get married is they haven't found the right person, they aren't financially stable enough, they are not ready to settle down, all right? And a lot of people are still considering the, you know, we'll live together. That's interesting. You know, I was talking to some of my patients about Robin Williams. People were asking me about why he would commit suicide if he had Parkinson's. And, you know, I told him, you know, I don't know if Parkinson's is the whole story. I think, you know, the family wanted to keep some things private. We have no idea if he had another illness. We know he lost a lot of weight prior to his death. So, you know, that's not for us to debate. Let the man have his and his family have peace. All right. But it had been brought up in the news media about three marriages and losing money. A lot of money with marriages. One of my patients said, that's why you don't get married. You don't get married three times. It will devastate you financially. Now, with divorce rate being higher now than 50%, all right, the divorce rate is higher. I don't even think we have now the latest percentage or the latest number. With the divorce rate high right now, if that's what people think, that a divorce is going to completely devastate you, going to completely financially ruin you, no wonder people don't want to get married. It's also too expensive to get married. Right? I've seen what you guys are paying to get married. I've seen what you guys are being charged. All right? That's already a deterrent. And then the idea that I don't think I'm going to be in love with somebody my whole life. A lot of the millennials and the newer generations have figured out that you are going to fall out of love with your first mate. Okay? I think a lot of us realize that. Now, with more and more people having premarital sex, many people are kind of learning the ins and outs of love. Bad way, good way, it's up to you guys to decide. So, they've had sex with people. They've been in love and been out of love. So, I think the average person thinks that the person that they love will not be forever. And then that's a frightening thought, because why would they legally bind themselves, start a family, grow, build something if it's going to be torn apart in the future? All right? Society has changed to the point that we're going to have single people as the norm and hookups being the norm. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or
serious,
you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products, most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com, click the blue microphone in the top right corner, and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
She's alive. She's alive.
Alive. Hi guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. Please follow us on Twitter, Dr. Dahlia, and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. Well, bravo. Diabetes rates among United States adults have been stabilizing. Woohoo! Yay! We've been doing something right. Hallelujah! Praise the Lord! Following a doubling of the incidence and prevalence of diabetes in the United States from 1990 to 2008, new data suggests a plateauing of the rate between 2008 and 2012 for adults. However, the incidence is still continuing to increase in Hispanic and non-Hispanic black adults, according to a study published today in the Journal of American Medical Association. Now, all right, Linda Geist of the CDC and colleagues looked at data for about 664,000 adults aged 20 to 79 from the National Health Institute survey and found that, remember, the rates are still increased, but they're starting to plateau. Now, we were afraid that a third of us were going to be all diabetic, right? A third of us diabetic within the next decade or so. I still think that's going to happen, okay? But I think we're not going to be as bad a diabetic as once expected, right? Now, is there a difference between a real bad diabetic and a teeny-weeny diabetic? I think there is, okay? Even though once you really screw up your ability to metabolize sugar, it's very difficult to get that back. You can be cured of diabetes, and you can keep diabetes in control. I am, though, concerned that we have a very young, aggressive form of diabetes surfacing, where some of these young people who are very active, very thin, exercise, their blood sugars just can't be controlled. And we're not sure what happened to them. What did they do to their pancreas? Did they come down with a virus that messed them up? We don't know. But there's this new type of diabetes I want to call diabetes 3. But I don't think anybody will let us because they still want to consider it diabetes 2 because it's still diabetes mellitus where you're not absorbing your sugar right or you have insulin resistance, etc. And I'm a little concerned about that. Now, if we could control diabetes, we are going to save millions of lives. We're also going to save billions of dollars. All right? Because what happens with diabetes? People go blind. People more prone to illness, people more prone to heart disease, people more prone to renal disease, okay? Mortality rates, quadruple, okay, in your diabetic population unless we have some control. So I am extremely, extremely excited by this news. All right, maybe it's because you guys are eating a little better. Maybe because you guys are exercising more. Maybe because you guys are starting to get freaked out by soda pop and you're cutting back on the soda pop. Maybe. Either way, I'm pretty proud of you. Now, a chef has taken it upon himself, okay, to decide to create burgers that taste like human flesh. Chef James Thomlinson apparently was inspired by watching The Walking Dead. And he has decided to make a burger that tastes like human flesh, okay? James Thomlinson designed his burger using testimonials describing the taste of human flesh, mixing veal, chicken livers, bone marrow, and pork. Okay? So it's not kosher, by the way. The chef was working in partnership with fellow food creative Miss Cakehead. I guess we'll be giving these quote-unquote cannibal burgers away at a restaurant in London. And it will occur to mark the fifth series premiere of The Walking Dead. Now, I guess he had read these old, accounts of what people would say about cannibalism. All right. Apparently, there was a 1920s New York Times journalist, William Seabrook, who had persuaded a medical student to give him a chunk of flesh from a man who had died in an accident. I'm going to get sick just talking about this. In the book, they said it was like good, fully developed veal, not young, but not yet beef. Oh, my gosh, I'm getting sick. All right. It was nearly like good, fully... I can't go on. This is sick. Another inspiration came from cannibal killer Issel Sagawa, a Japanese man who murdered a Dutch woman named Renee Hartevelt in 1981 and said that her flesh was like tuna fish. So he decided to now make a, Walking Dead burger. I personally think that is stupid. I think it is sick. And I don't know why anybody would want to eat that. That absolutely makes no sense. But he got himself in the news, and I just hope people don't vomit all over him. Or if they do, he deserves it. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. All right, so my favorite pharmaceutical, yay, is the statin medication. Yeehaw! Love statin medications. They are my favorite pills. Love those. I'm not on them because my cholesterol is not high. But if my cholesterol is high, I will be popping those like Pez candies. All right? I love the statin medications. Love, 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 love. Of course, you got to get your liver checked. Of course, you got to make sure that you don't have muscle damage from the medicines. I understand they're not without risk, but they're my favorite because they save so many of my patients' lives. I could just kiss the pill. I could just take a little Lipitor pill or a little Crestor pill and go, kissy, kissy to the pill, because these suckers really save lives. However, there's been just a teeny-weeny little bit of bad news. They say that people who take statins may be more likely to gain weight. British scientists have warned that the millions of people who currently are taking these cholesterol drugs, all right, may gain some weight. This was discovered at the University College London and University of Glasgow. All right, it's not a lot of weight. Okay, I'll tell you in a second. Have to bring down. I think it was just like a few pounds. Okay, so hold on a second. I gotta. Here we go. Hold on a second. A half a pound over 4 years. That's it. Just a half a pound in 4 years. I gain a half a pound a week, okay? And I'm not on the cholesterol medication. So this is published in the Lancet Medical Journal. People took statins getting an average of a half a pound over 4 years. So now everyone's like, oh my God, it's making you gain weight. We're talking about a half a pound, people. Now, the half a pound could be a lot, but this is what I want to know. How did they prove that it was the cholesterol medication? Okay? I would like to say, looking at this result, and I haven't looked at the study, but if I hear that a group of people only gained a half a pound in 4 years, I would be telling myself this medication helps you lose weight or keep weight down. How many of you have gained more than a half a pound in 4 years and your diet's the same, your exercise is the same, but your metabolism slows? Does somebody need to stand up and go, wait a second, guys? These statin medications may stave off weight. That's pretty damn good. Well, they said what they did is they looked at clinical data from 130,000 people who had taken the drugs. The researchers also confirmed that the risk of being diagnosed with type 2 diabetes increased 12% over the same period. Again, that's another thing we need to debate. Experts last night, they're my favorite drug. I'm going to fight this one to the end. Experts last night insisted that the diabetes risk remained small and would only affect roughly an extra 5 people in every 1,000, and the well-documented benefits of statins totally outweigh the chance of harm, okay? But they suggest that if you do take cholesterol medication, you need to up your exercise, right? All right, now, we're only talking like 1/2 pound every 4 years. What about the whole diabetes debate? Remember what I told you. Most of my diabetic patients at one time had high cholesterol, whether they were treated or not. The average diabetic was a cholesterol patient years before, whether they were diagnosed or treated or not. So when somebody says, yeah, I was on cholesterol medication, I turned diabetic, I still don't know if I want to blame the cholesterol medication. You understand? You dig? Cholesterol medication may or may not be the root of it. Could the cholesterol medication mess up the pancreas? I suppose it could. It could. It's all possible. I'm going to keep an open mind. But there may be more to it. Don't go away. 1-877-DOCTELLY.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Have you heard? Proactive Plus is faster and better than ever. Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway, and you'll also receive free shipping. Do you have troubled skin? Acne? Well, we have great news. With Proactive Plus, your acne can heal, and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Don't miss this limited time offer. Give us a call at 800-538-5252, because we're going to let a million people try Proactive Plus risk-free and get two free gifts and also receive free shipping when you call right now. You heard it. This offer won't last long. So call Proactive Plus now and you'll receive a 60-day risk-free trial of Proactive Plus, two free extras, and free shipping. Call 800-538-5252. This is our exclusive radio offer, never on TV. Get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactive Plus with free shipping. That's right, free shipping. Don't wait. Call 800-538-5252. That's 800-538-5252.
September is National Preparedness Month, so make it a September to remember by getting your emergency food supply from the Freeze Dry Guy. On sale this month are 2014 Stew Butter and Potatoes Unit. You'll get one number 10 can each of high-quality Mountain House Chicken Stew, Vegetable Stew with Beef, Pilot Crackers, plus the highest quality dehydrated ABC Stew, Butter and Potatoes for a total of 160 one-half cup servings. Retail value $161.41, but not this month. The Freeze Dry Guy offers the 2014 Stew Butter and Potatoes Unit for only $123.93. Save over $37. Plenty of protein, veggies, carbs for energy, and tasty, hearty, storable food with a shelf life of over 25 years. Call 866-404-3663. Free shipping to the lower 48 states. Click freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com. Hurry! The National Preparedness Month sale ends September 30th from the Freeze Dry Guy. The finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now. 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. By the way, one of you out there stole my credit card number. You decided to go to Western Union and, I guess, make a purchase of $1,000 or withdraw $1,000 with my credit card. All right? It probably isn't one of you listeners right now. Because if anybody did listen to my show, they would know that I have absolutely no, I don't even have $100 left on my credit card for anybody to try to take. So, but somebody out there tried to charge $1,000, and I gotta give a huge bravo to the credit card companies for being so on top of fraud. Thank you so much, because that would have really sucked. Okay, if they got away with it. You know, it was funny, I was at JCPenney, and I had bought a bunch of clothes, you know, because, you know, the kids have to go to temple, we got the high holy days, and, you know, we got to pray and atone for our sins, right? You know, so I got them some shirts, et cetera, and it was a pretty kind of big purchase, because I don't really buy them clothes throughout the year. I make them do hand-me-downs. I'll even make my boys wear my old clothes. I don't care. You're out of underwear? Take one of my pairs of panties. Anyway, gosh, Mom, no. Anyway, so I bought them some clothes. As I am driving out of the JCPenney parking lot, I get a 1-800 call going, I think somebody just fraudulently tried to shop at JCPenney. And I'm like, wait a second, now why didn't you think it would be me? All right? Well, because they bought non-sale items. Usually when you purchase something, you only buy the super clearance back of the store outside in the alley rack. Oh, you know, you got a good point. You got a good point. And Miss Dahlia Wax, you know, they don't know I'm a doctor. Miss Dahlia Wax, you also usually make your big purchases at Walmart or Target, okay? You usually don't make big purchases at department store, okay? And most of your purchases almost always include some sort of supersized box of tampons or feminine products. I'm like, you do have a good point. Thank you. You do have a good point. Usually, I am always out of that stuff. And sometimes I forget what I have. So to never, you know, to never be unsafe, you know, or caught, I will throw, you know, extra stuff in the cart. So they got a point. You know, also, we were looking at the size of the clothes that you bought. And the size of the clothes that you bought at JCPenney were small, medium. We know that's not your size, Miss Wax. We know that you usually buy clothes the size of, okay, hold it. I got the point. You know, the small was because of my kids. Okay, I got the point. Is there anything else you know about me? Well, we also know that it's not your time of the month because you did, okay, thank you. I went to JCPenney. That's what I bought. You don't have to call the authorities. You don't have to cancel my credit card. That was my purchase. Thank you. Now, while we have you, can we also ask you about your purchase from Fredericks of Hollywood? Again, we do not believe you personally could fit into the size bra and panties that you purchased at Fredericks of Hollywood. Thank you, that's enough. Thank you. Yes, I bought it all. In fact, over the next 2 months, anything ever bought, just assume it's me. Please don't call again. And I got off the phone with them, so it was kind of nice. But, man, I got to be careful. Whew, I got to be careful. All right. I know a lot of you guys are waiting for this one. There's a blood test for yeast infections. Ooh-wee, the first blood test to detect 5 strains of yeast. Now, we're not talking about yeast infections that, you know, need monostat vaginal prep. We're talking about these yeasts that cause rare blood infections. And there is a blood test now that can detect the T2 candida test. Yay! Hoo-hoo! We love our candida. All right, and this could unfortunately cause deadly bloodstream infections. The FDA is really, really proud of this. People at risk for these infections, of course, are those who are immunocompromised. Okay? You know, we get exposed to yeast, and that yeast likes to grow. Yeast likes basic environments. So those of you losing a lot of your acidity could possibly be more prone to base. Acid kills yeast. Okay? So, It's something where every now and then you could find a fungal septicemia. Pretty scary stuff. They're able to do a blood test. I'm pretty excited about that. No, I do not know the name of the company for you guys to buy stock. I really need to do that. And it's not insider information. I mean, I'm reading these articles to you. Problem is by the time the article comes out, the stock is already high. Alright, let's look at ADHD drugs and are kids being improperly or undertreated. According to this study reported out of drugs.com, few children who are actually taking these attention deficit hyperactivity drugs are actually getting behavioral therapy. And the rates vary sixfold across counties in the United States. So basically what's happening is somebody's getting diagnosed with attention deficit hyperactivity disorder. They're either being hyperactive, they're not paying attention in class, or having attention issues. They're just being put on the medication and nobody's trying to work with them. Don't these kids have to one day go off the medication?
We didn't think about that, Dr. Dahlia.
I'd like you to. Research has analyzed data in more than 1,500 counties across the United States, and included more than 300,000 privately insured children aged 17 and younger who were prescribed these drugs. Less than a quarter of them actually received any psychotherapy. In the same year they took the medications, 13% had at least 4 therapy visits, just 4. 7% had about 8 therapy sessions. Fewer than 10% of kids, basically overall, got the behavioral therapy or the psychotherapy. Oh, no, I'm sorry, behavioral therapy. Psychotherapy is a little bit different than behavioral therapy. Now, why? What the hell is going on? Well, number one is it's expensive. To go to a therapist costs money. Many of you guys have health insurance that does not cover therapy. And so if the therapist says, I want to see you once a week, you're like, say what? That costs money. Even if you had health insurance that dropped that price of that therapy session down to a copay, and you only had to pay your $30 or $40 copay, how many of you could pay $30, $40 a week for therapy? Now, I know in theory for our kids, we want to. I mean, money should be no object. But even my husband and I would be like, okay, this is a lot of money. You know, it is a lot of money to do the therapy. All right? So a lot of people don't go. You need therapy. Look at my patients who complain that I want to see them twice a year for blood pressure because they don't want to pay the $30 copay. That's $30. $30 is an eighth of a gas of tank of gas, you know, for my car. I could fill up an eighth of my tank with $30. I got a little Jeep. I could probably fill up more. Yesterday I was low on money, so I only filled up $20 worth. Yeah, the thing only budged like a millimeter. Anyway, all right, my problem with attention deficit hyperactivity drugs is you stop the medication, but a lot of times the symptoms come back. So your third grader becomes a fourth grader, later becomes an eighth grader, later becomes a high schooler. And is anybody preparing them for when they have to be off the medication? Well, I don't really want to pay attention. I don't like the stuff. It's boring. What should we be doing with our attention deficit kids? What should we be doing? Well, a few things. Number one is maybe it's not always attention deficit. And we need to make sure that the person diagnosing and prescribing the medication really knows and really diagnoses it and realizes that attention deficit may be a symptom of something else. Number two, we need to make sure these kids are still being taught and able to be taught without medication. Are we training? Or do we have syllabi? Do we have teachers? Do we have educational programs that work with the attention deficit kid? Some attention deficit kids cannot sit there, okay, and, you know, be watching a boring movie or just reading a textbook out loud in class. Remember we had to read out loud in class? Remember, I would get all nervous that I had to read out loud because, you know, you're performing. So I'm like, okay, oh my gosh, when's my paragraph? And you're counting paragraphs, and you're trying to figure out when your paragraph's going to be, so you're not paying attention because you're all nervous and you're going to be reading the paragraph. Then you read the paragraph, you read it beautifully, and you make sure you inflect. You make sure you do the right enunciation. Then you finish, and you're like, whew, I read my paragraph. Nobody's learning. We need to come up with programs where people are actually learning. All right, maybe it's not the typical way that the classrooms are set up now. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
Hang me down in a little white church.
Hang me down.
Hang me down.
You know, hang me down.
Hang me down. Hang me down in a little white church.
Hang me down in a little white church.
Hang me down in a little white church.
How many good people procrastinate? When was the last time you updated your last will and testament, your living will, and your health care power of attorney? If you could get these documents included with your Legal Shield membership for no additional charge, wouldn't it just make sense to have the peace of mind of owning a Legal Shield membership? Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Next to water and food, you need a safe, storable fuel supply for your preparedness needs. Spare Fuel is the answer. Spare Fuel can be used in any gas-powered vehicle or generator. Spare Fuel is perfect for any unforeseen out-of-gas emergencies. Unlike gasoline, Spare Fuel is safe to store with your other supplies, and it can be stored for many years. Go to GetSpareFuel.com for special pricing. That's GetSpareFuel.com.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.